USA Radio News.
We do not want to separate children from their parents. We do not want adults to bring children into this country unlawfully either, placing those children at risk. But we do have a policy of prosecuting adults.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions, earlier today, he was addressing the National Sheriff's Association down in New Orleans. Both the Attorney General and President Trump spoke today regarding children being taken away from their parents if their parents try to cross the border illegally. Also today on Capitol Hill, the Senate is holding a hearing regarding the Hillary Clinton email probe. Michael Horowitz is the Department of Justice Inspector General. Here's a little bit from his opening comments.
We found the implication that senior FBI employees would be willing to take official action to impact a presidential candidate's electoral prospects to be deeply troubling.
This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A new Ipsos poll says 56% of the public oppose the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy of separating undocumented children from their parents. Republican Congressman Chris Collins says, though, this could have been dealt with a long time ago.
Democrats want to own this issue. As I said, they could have fixed this back in 2009 when they had 60 senators. Didn't even face the threat of a filibuster. They seem to ignore that in 2009 they didn't do anything.
The congressman has also asked if anything will be done now.
We've got 10 Democrat senators running in Trump state for re-election this year, and this is common sense legislation. You know, this to me would be a 70-30 across this country to give, you know, we're a compassionate country. The DACA, now young adults that were brought here by their parents before age 15 that have a high school education, they're law-abiding. They deserve what we're doing in this bill, something the Democrats did not do on their own. And shame on them if they want to politicize this issue to get some votes.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Today, President Trump delivered the keynote address at the National Space Council meeting. Let's take a listen to what the president said regarding space travel.
When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. So important. Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force as the sixth branch of the armed forces. That's a big statement. We are going to have the Air Force and we are going to have the Space Force, separate but equal. It is going to be something so important.
There's still a lot of reaction and feedback out there regarding the NFL's new policy that was approved last month regarding players being allowed to stay in the locker room during the national anthem, but if they're on the field, they do have to stand. NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Theismann believes there will be an unintended consequence to this ruling.
I've learned one thing. If you tell the National Football League players that they have to do something, there's a good chance that some of them are not going to cooperate.
Yeah, I feel bad about
the fact that if one decides to kneel, then this whole thing rears its ugly head again.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and Theismann also said he believes the NFL needs to do more to show what they're doing when players do voice these concerns. For USA Radio News,